USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As COVID-19 cases continue to increase in the United States, President Trump has acknowledged it will get worse before it gets better. The president urged young Americans to avoid crowded bars. He's also endorsing masks.
When you are not able to socially distance, wear a mask. Get a mask. Whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact, they'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get.
Last Sunday, he had a different tone about masks as he spoke to Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
Will you consider a national mandate that people need to wear masks?
No, I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said don't wear a mask. Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems, too.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
This week, Colorado became one of 28 states to enforce a mask mandate.
A lot of people wished, I wish too, you wish too, we all wish, that this had been passed us, we could go back to normal. I think people are waking up to the fact that we have to be very careful in our everyday lives and take social distancing and mask wearing very seriously to be able to get through this.
Governor Jared Polis on NBC's Meet the Press. This as the debate continues over whether or not to send kids back to school in the fall. President Trump is pushing for classes to start on a regular schedule, but many school districts have already announced they'll be holding online classes because of recent spikes in COVID cases. Tropical Storm Douglas has formed in the East Pacific and is forecast to become the first hurricane in the Atlantic or East Pacific of the year. It's moving slowly with sustained winds of up to 65 miles per hour. Earlier this month, Tropical Storm Christina nearly became the first hurricane, but it fell short of Category 1 hurricane strength. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan to take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need. Yet again, May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.